foolish adventurer. You're all the same. Greedy idiots drawn in by the lure of something that glitters. The only glint you'll meet here is the shine from my claws as I sink them into your flesh. Whatever accolades you have acquired mean nothing here. This chamber will be your grave, and I'll suck the marrow from your bones. You fight well. For a thief, it shall almost be a shame to kill you. Oh, what a shame. Did you drop that pathetic toothpick you called a sword? It matters not. You couldn't have pierced my scales with it, no matter how long you delayed your inevitable defeat. You battled bravely, despite your ignoble intentions. I've not had to fight back so vigorously in quite some time. You've given an old dragon maid a bit of fun, truly tested my mettle. To that end, I shall make your death swift. You do not fear death, do you? Should I perhaps frighten you a bit to add some spice to your meat before I devour you? My, your skin is positively glistening with sweat. It makes you shimmer nearly as much as the treasure you were foolishly seeking. And it lends your scent such an intriguing, tantalizing aroma. Oh, don't mind my hand wrapped around your throat, human. It's for your safety, as much as mine. How is it for your safety? I won't bite through my own fingers to fill my mouth with your blood, for starters. Although, from this close, with your scent flooding my nostrils, I may have to taste you in a different way. Ooh, that shudder was almost as delicious as the tang on your skin as I dragged my long tongue over your pulse. Fluttering there, trapped under your flesh like a caged bird, wanting so desperately to be freed. Sit still while I remove your armor, human. You have a name. I never would have guessed that it was anything other than lunch. Oh, I see. That name will do well enough, I suppose. Although, by the end of this evening, I have a feeling you'll be content to simply be called mine. You look less frightened than you did, but you still seem uncertain. Why would a capable dragon queen bother to share her body with a simple human, much less one she just bested in combat? Quite simple, my dear. Strong mates lend themselves to strong hatchlings. And while your strength may pale in comparison to that of a dragonkin, for a human, You are quite formidable. And although I could certainly just take you as I wish, I want you to be a willing participant. You need further convincing that I won't just devour you after I've had my fill. Judging from the size of the staff thickening between us, you'll be able to fill my belly in a manner immensely more satisfying than being temporarily sated by dining upon your flesh. The best part of that arrangement is that the experience is repeatable. If I eat you, I only get to enjoy the feel of your flesh in my mouth once. These trousers are quality leather. We shan't destroy them then. My, not even fully hard and still this impressive. Do you like how hot my fingertips feel, dragging up and down the length of your shaft? Dragon can do tend to run hotter than a human would, especially royals. When we're this close to being in heat, our urge to mate increases, and our blood becomes like lava in our veins. Perhaps I've been underestimating humans all this time. But with the many half-human races running around, it seems silly that I never connected the dots before. The versatile little sluts of the infinite realms, and I've never thought to try one for myself before. More delicious than I imagined. In such a duality of textures. The skin is so soft, yet the tissue beneath it is rigid as steel. Yes. Grab onto my horns. They're only sensitive like this as we approach a heat cycle, so please stroke them as you will. The urge to make you spill inside my mouth is so strong. I wish to know how your cum tastes, but I cannot risk wasting any of your precious seed. There shall be other times to truly indulge in all the flavors you can offer to me. For now, I wish to bury this tantalizing cock so deep in my warm pussy that I forget where you end and I begin. Perfection. I never would have imagined that a mere human's member could stretch and fill me so deeply. Touch me. Yes. Hold my crimson breasts in your calloused, battle-worn hands. Ah. Yes. That spot right there. Arch your hips. Oh, I just felt your entire body shudder, my darling. Let me slow my pace just a bit. You're going to fill my womb with your seed. But not just yet. Kiss me. Give me your lips and tongue and your breath. I can feel your heartbeat hammering against my palm. Ooh, and that almost disappointed groan. Delicious. Should I reward you for being such an obedient little pet for me? Beg for me, my glistening treasure. Grovel before your queen that you may be granted the release you so sorely need. The way your voice trembles ever so slightly. Intoxicating. Darling, you're not done yet with just one. I can feel that cock twitching and spurting, filling me so completely with your molten seed. Let me grip and massage your balls that you may give me more. More. Yes, yes. Coat my insides so thickly that nothing could deter hatchlings coming of it. Breed me, fuck me, claim my pussy like the warrior that you are. My attentive, obedient little cum-pump. You look positively exhausted. Oh, worry not. We'll get you cleaned up and fed. And spend the remainder of the evening in my bedchamber. Even my scaled knees would prefer not to grind on the stone floor. Not a second time, at least. Come, my darling. I shall carry you and have the servants draw us a bath.